Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, This is Our Time of Deliverance, from the Chronicles of Exodus.
That's chapter number 14, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, all the way down to 31, and then because I've been preaching out of Exodus the entire month, I will not introduce the book because I've already done that about 15 lessons ago. All right, and I won't do much, amen, commentating, but I'll get right to the point, amen, because I believe that they are applicable and I believe that we can walk them out and we can get what God's trying to take us. Exodus 14, amen, would you read if you don't mind? And it should be on the board if you if you need a Bible. I saw hospitality, amen, handing out Bibles so you can get a Bible. But at some point, amen, it'll be on the, amen, screen behind me. You have the word?
I have the word.
The word is blessed. Amen. You can read it.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Pi Hiroth between Migdol and the sea opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea beside Pi Hiroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses.
And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Interesting. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go out on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get honor upon Pharaoh and upon his host and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know. Interesting. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, and I have gotten honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Verse 31 says, and Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and the servant of Moses. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed me in my heart to minister. For these next few moments, give me articulation of speech, God. Let me say what it is that you've conveyed for me to say. Let me declare what you've declared me to declare. And Lord, let your word now be hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Speak, Lord. Give us an ear to hear. And then as we hear, let us, oh God, apply it to our lives that we can be victorious in everywhere we go. This is my prayer. You preach, and when you're finished, God, I'm already sitting down. This is my prayer. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Exodus 13, verse 17 through 22, it says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although there was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they mourn the Egyptians. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. That basically means they were made from slaves to soldiers. From slave to soldiers. Somebody say that with me. From slaves to soldiers. From slaves to soldiers. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had surely sworn to the children of Israel, saying, God will visit you. Joseph told the children of Israel that God's going to visit you, and you shall carry my bones away from hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham and the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and he led the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. Good God Almighty. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, for before the people. For a few moments this morning, I want to talk from a subject, and I'm running out of time real fast. Amen. I want to talk from a subject giving us some things to now go tell everybody. I got one witness, and I'm glad, amen, I got one witness. God is now giving us some things to go tell everybody. Do me a favor, just high five somebody. Say, God's giving us some things to now go tell everybody. He is giving us some things that we now can go tell everybody. Some of us didn't have a testimony until last season. But now we got a testimony that's pleasing to God. He's now giving us some things that we're going to go tell everybody. If there is anything, and I'm not going to do too much talking about Black history today, but if there's anything that we ought to be able to now tell other people about our Black history is, look where the Lord brought us from. Sometimes God puts you in situation because he's trying to give you a testimony. And some of us have been experiencing some things and we've been going through some things that have not been natural. They've not been, come on, Carla, go with me, that have not been explainable. And it didn't make sense how all of this turned out. But if you look around with all that has happened, explainable and unexplainable, you're still standing. Come on, tell somebody I'm still standing. Is there anybody in here besides me that you can't explain everything, the why to what happened last season? Can't explain the why, but I'm still standing. God is about to give us some things, and when we come from Exodus 12 and Exodus 13 and all the 10 trials and all the Pharaoh's magicians and Moses and Aaron, when we come through all of that, we now come to and land in chapter 14, and God says, I'm getting ready to show you one more thing that you would believe the Lord and be established, and you would believe my prophet and you will prosper. Come on, somebody say with me, one more thing, one more thing. God's trying to give us one more thing, so when we leave here, there will be no more doubt. God's trying to give us one more thing. Come on, tell your neighbor, he's giving you one more thing, that when you leave this moment, there will be no more doubt. You're going to know you saved and you're going to know you delivered. You're going to know that I ain't regular and I ain't normal. You're going to know that his hand has to be upon me. He's given us one more thing. There will be absolutely no doubt. God is giving us some things to now go tell everybody. Point number one, and I told you I got seven of them. Point number one, all right? Point number one, we have been changed and we ain't who we used to be and we ain't who the evil ones thought we would become. Come on, PowerPoint, media ministry, let's go, let's go. I got to get through here, y'all, all right, because I want a bushel of crabs. I told y'all what I want for my birthday. My wife is trying to take me to a restaurant, but all I want is a bushel of crabs. Sit them on my table, leave me alone, all right? Y'all ain't saying nothing, amen. I got some children that eat crabs as fast as I do, so it's a sort of kind of a rat race in my house now that we get some crabs. How many of y'all got that in? You ain't got none today. It's my birthday. So I got to get through here real quickly, all right? Number one, we have been changed and we ain't who we used to be. Good God Almighty. Does anybody in here know I ain't who I used to be? Does anybody in here know that there's some coworkers that need to be glad that I ain't who I used to be? I ain't who I used to be. When we come to Exodus chapter number 14, in the first few chapters, one of the things that we discover is Israel has been changed. Old folks used to say it like this, that I looked at my, they come out of revival services and they say, I looked at my hands and my hand looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And I kept asking all my life, what in the world does that mean? Until I got my experience. All of us, under the sound of my voice, you've got to get the A clause of this statement that I ain't who I used to be. Some of y'all need to march back home today and tell the environment around your house, I ain't you who I used to be. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation and old things are passed away and now all things have been made new. Stop allowing the enemy take you back to being what you are not. I need to help somebody in here. The enemy gonna keep on with those tricks till they find out those tricks don't work no more. I've been saved. And we got to start talking like this again, Elder Blackwell. I've been saved and I've been sanctified. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I've been delivered. Amen. I've been moved from the guttermost to the uttermost. I've had a mind change. I had a spirit change. And you better be glad I ain't who I used to be. But it's not just that I ain't who I used to be. The other part says, I ain't who the evil ones wanted me to become. You good God Almighty. You want to aggravate the devil? Don't play with his game. You want to really upset the devil? Don't let yourself become what the enemy trying to make you. In Genesis, Joseph looks up one day and said, you meant this for evil. But God meant it for good. I ain't who I used to be, and I got to get through this. And I ain't who the evil ones thought I would become. That's a good place to say hallelujah. Do you know how many times you were counted out? Do you know how many times that the evil one says, this for sure gonna take him out? Do you know how many times that they said, if we do this, she will do that? God. They said, you're gonna put your head down and you will complain, but you coming out dancing and I ain't who I used to be. Come on, tell somebody, I ain't who I used to be. And aren't we so glad we did not become what the evil ones wanted us to become? Number two, and I got to keep moving. Now, daily, we live out prophecy spoken over us and God-given dreams concerning us. Joseph, Moses says, we're going to take up the bones of Joseph because when Joseph was alive, Joseph made a prophecy that where you're going, you're going to take my bones with you. When they are walking out of Egypt with Joseph's bones, they are now living out a prophecy that was spoken over them. And I hope I get through all the 70s, but I don't know. Amen. Amen. Y'all got to look around. Good God Almighty. Preach, Lawrence. You got to start paying more attention. You got to get your prayer journal out, and you got to remember what God said 2 years ago that came to pass yesterday. We too easily forget that what was prophesied over us and then it came to pass. Every day now, come on, somebody talk with me. Say, every day now, I'm living out prophecies. Good God Almighty. Every day now, I'm living out prophecies. I'm living out prophecies. And I am watching my dreams that God gave come true. God has spoke some stuff over you. And if we ain't paying attention, we'll be forgot that he brought it to pass. Every now and then, you got to go through. This is why it's so important to have a prayer journal and a prophecy journal. So when God says something over you and then he does it, then you know he's not a man that he should lie. Do you not know that we are living out stuff that Dr. King spoke way back in the 50s and the 60s? And it has now come to pass. 2 Corinthians says, and we know that the promises of God in him, they are yes, and him, they are amen. We are now watching our dreams come true. Has anybody ever had a deja vu moment? We are now living out prophecies that the devil couldn't do nothing about. Dreams are now coming to pass, and it's coming to pass exactly like God said. I was in Kingdom Worship Center in 1996 and 1997, and God gave me a heavy prophetic word about four winds blowing through the life of my ministry. And when I was riding back, amen, God reminded me of that, and I said, Lord, what wind am I in? He said, you're not in the first, you're not in the second, but you about to enter the third wind. I said, Lord, I'm talking about getting ready to move to the fourth, but you're talking about I'm only in my third. If one and two have been incredible, what in the world is he going to do with the next win? We are now living out things prophesied over us. Some of y'all are sitting here today because grandmama's prophetic prayers. I know I'm standing in a lot of places because my mom and daddy's prayers and their obedience. Now we've got to be reminded. Number three, the Lord God has so empowered us that nothing hinders our travel by day or by night. Nothing hinders our travel by day or by night. And most under the sound of my voice, you have no problem traveling by day. My God. But it's traveling by night that becomes problematic. Let me make it a little bit more plainer. As long as things are easy and easy to navigate and you don't need no lights, you don't need no, amen, good vision, you don't need no, amen, enhancement, amen, where there is dark. As long as things are easy to navigate, we travel well. But God's about to raise up some people that can go back and read the text. It says that God gave them the ability to travel both by day and by night. We now moving, oh God, we now moving into a season that when he say go, we can go, and we ain't got to figure what time do I need to leave. I need to announce over all of you, night is not going to hinder your travel moving forward. And some of you under the sound of my voice, you're in your night season and you feel like you lost. Oh, I wish I had a few more military people in here. And those of us in the military, we know there are things called night goggles. And what night goggles does, it makes it practically look like it's the daytime. If man can make a creation like that, what in the world do you think God can do by opening up your eyes and seeing what you could not see? Come on, tell somebody I'm about to see what I could not see. God, I'm not just going to be able to navigate the day, but now I'm going to be able to move easily through my night. I believe David did some night traveling, and he came out saying, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's time to be able to navigate when things are not going well. I got to work for a little while. It's now you got to be able to navigate when everybody ain't cheering for you. Y'all ain't saying nothing, and you still make your way, and you still proceeding, and you still, y'all ain't here. See, because it's easy to go when everybody cheering for you. But what happens when the cheerleaders now become those that are talking about you? God, I don't know if y'all can hear me. In another season, they cheering and then becoming my agitators in another season would have bothered me, but I'm ascending now. Good God Almighty. Don't matter whether you're cheering, amen, or whether you're talking about. It don't matter no more because I got my x-ray vision and my steps are ordered by the Lord and his word is a lamp unto my feet. I can, come on, tell somebody, how far, say, I can see where I'm going now. Oh, God. I can see where I'm going. I was spun around and lost, amen, another season. But now my steps are ordered. I know to turn to left. I know to turn right. And I even know when to stand still. Come on, tell somebody, night don't bother me no more. You ask my wife. I now prefer to drive at night. going to tell somebody else, and somebody need to declare this, night don't bother me no more. Night don't bother me anymore. Because when you read the text, God had given them a miraculous intervention that he gave them a pillar of fire by night. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you, Holy Ghost. One of our problems is we don't know who and what is with us. Go back and read the text. He said he gave him a pillar of cloud by the day, but then a pillar of fire by night. I need to tell somebody in here, God's got you, God's leading you, and ain't nothing that the enemy can do about it. Wish I was talking to some night travelers. Wish I could have known that I was talking to some night travelers. We've been empowered and nothing hinders our travel. Come on, tell somebody you've been empowered. Nothing gonna hinder your travel. Oh God. You're gonna get where you got to go. Good God Almighty, preach Lawrence. Ah, you're gonna get where you got to go. I don't, oh God, I don't care how young you are. I don't care how you feel time has passed and time is passing. Before this thing is over, you're gonna step into your promised land. And if you gotta go by day, if you gotta go by night, if you gotta go with a crowd, or if you gotta go by yourself, I'm getting where I'm going. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to get where I'm going before this is over with. You might as well hook up and go with me, but I'm going to get where I'm going. Ain't no stopping us now. The enemy was going to take us out. He had the time and the opportunity, but God wouldn't let him. I find somebody tell him I'm going to get where I'm going. I'm going to get where I'm going. I'm going to get where I'm going. And I need to tell some of you, you're going to have to be able to travel at night. Got to stop being afraid of the dark. Boogeyman ain't real. But there are some real devils. One person said, ain't nothing to fear but fear itself. And I'm going to get there, but I ain't there yet. I'm going to tell somebody, you're going to have to travel at night this season. Oh, God, I can't move. You're going to have to travel at night this season. You're going to have to ask God to put on your x-ray vision. So when it's night, it looks like it's day. When it's night, it looks like it's day. I can see clearly. People are like, don't you know it's dark out there, but I can see clearly. I can say that again. Don't you know it's dark out there, but I can see clearly. Children of Israel, he said, you're going to have to travel by day and you're going to have to travel by night. But you got to know who and what is with you. You ain't out there by yourself. Who lied to you? When'd you bump your head? Well, I guess I'll go do it by myself. Stop saying that. You ain't by yourself. Oh, God, I wish y'all could hear me. Well, ain't nobody going with me. I'm not sure if I want to go. When did you become a long ranger? I thought in Luke, he said, lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the earth. I hear you, Holy Ghost. They might fear some people, but God's not afraid of the night. You missed it. God's not afraid of the night. And he is the who, and he is the what that is with you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.